So the simplest case to think about, which can easily be generalized, is the case where there is one big eigenvalue, lambda 1, and all the other eigenvalues are quite a bit smaller. If you have several big ones, it's fine. But if, let's suppose one is big. So if one is big, then the formula for alpha of k is the sum of these residuals divided by the lambda times the residuals. In general, the residuals will all have, each residual will have the same typical size. So if one lambda is much bigger than the others, this term here, this alpha of k, just actually becomes roughly 1 over lambda 1, because this lambda I just stamps out all the contributions of the residuals which are not near I equals 1. So what you end up with a formula is, so you have an alpha which goes like 1 over lambda 1. So actually, maybe we can go back to the previous